TT Fever is on the horizon, and this week has seen the premiere of TT 3D. King of the Mountain, John McGuinness, was impressed.
I thought it was great. You know, it's it's facts. You know, at the end of the day, like in the beginning, they said we're not actors and we're not. And you watch it and you get embarrassed about how you see yourself on telly and you hear your voice. You think they actually sound like that, but. You know, the TT on television, on a big screen like that, you know, that's what it needs, you know. Everything else is sort of in your face, but apart from the TT, and we need to push it along a bit, and I think they've done a terrific job of it, you know. I spent a lot of time, a lot of thought gone into it, and fair play to them, they come up with a great production, and, you know, I was sat there with Connor and Guy and Keith and Cameron, sort of reliving it all, you know, because, like you say, they are facts, you know, and accidents happen, and, you know, the bad side of it is there and to deal with, you know. But I thought Bridget was fantastic in it. I thought it was amazing. She said some great things, and which moved me, you know, having two kids myself, you know. I know what the dangers are, but you know, I've got great people behind me that support me in doing it, and the old boy with the marshal with his little tankard, you know. That's my World Cup. Well, that's fantastic, you know. And yeah, and Guy was the star of the show, which he is the star of the show, you know. I suppose he's the Tom Cruise of the film, but I enjoyed it from start to finish. Great, I enjoyed it.
And as John says, Guy Martin was undoubtedly the star.
Why would you say star of the show? Why would you say that?
Well, you were most of the way through it. I think if I was writing the first name above the title, I'd probably have your name.
Is that right?
It is absolutely right.
Yeah, I did think when I first went to watch it that I thought, oh, I might be in a scene or two, because I come round and did a bit of filming with the boys and that, you know, the boys at work and what have you. And I saw him being in a bit, and I watched it, and I thought, bloody hell. I was in it most of the way through, wasn't I? It's almost a bit different. I'm not used to all that, you know.
You've become a little bit of a TV personality at the moment, haven't you?
No. I'm quite embarrassed about all that, really. I want to sort of put the record straight. I'm still, nothing's changing, mate. That's where I'll be back home. Wednesday morning, back to work as normal. I still have my normal job, still be normal thing. I have just taken a few weeks off to go and do that BBC grant. And I know it's been said before, oh, Guy Martin, TT Racer, come TV presenter. No, I'm not a TV presenter. I'm a lorry mechanic that races motorbikes. That's what I do.
This season sees Guy riding for Northern Ireland-based TAS Suzuki. The team has countless wins around the TT course, with riders such as Adrian Archibald, Bruce Anstey and the late David Jeffries. So a lot is expected of a man yet to win a TT.
Yeah, it's a big step up in the way that it's a proven team. It's the most proven team I've ever been with. It's the best team I've ever been with, best ride in my career. So, yeah, boys know what they're doing. Well, they've won shed load of TTs, they've won. Cracking set of lads. So, yeah.
Will you still take in the same thing where you'll have to check over the bike?
No. What the hell can I tell a team that's won, what they've won? Getting on 20 odd TTs. What can I tell a team that have won 20 odd TTs? I can't. I can say nothing, so I'll turn up and ride the bike and do notes.
And TAS Suzuki boss Hector Neal feels the guy has a win in him.
Team's looking not too bad, and I could do with another road racer. I'm chasing a fella tonight, I can't do this, but at the minute we've got Guy Martin, which, watching that documentary tonight, I think all he needs is a motorbike that's good and reliable. I think he can definitely win a TT, but it's going to be a one-man rider for the Isle of Man, but we've got Alistair Seely to ride all the classes to the northwest along with Guy.
At the TT, obviously, over the past 10 years, there's been highs, there's been extreme lows, but it's time for the highs to return.
I'm going to go out and see the ferries as soon as I step off the boat, and I think we could have a bit of luck this year. Let's hope so.
15 times TT winner John McGuinness is back, this year riding at number one, and John doesn't see himself stopping just yet.
Take away the start money and the prize money. Does John McGuinness do the TT?
Yeah, I would do, yeah. I mean, the start money and the prize money, what's all about, you know? What, how much do you think we get? Millions. We don't get we don't get that much for what we do, and at the end of the day you've got to pay 40% tax and you just step back on the flipping mainland. So yeah, we don't get what we deserve, really. We're not on football wages, but yeah, it keeps the wolf away from the door. But I'd still do it. When I first came across, it cost me money. For the first 6-7 times I did it, I didn't get any start money. I was winning TTs before I got start money, you know. And we deserve the start money, you know. We all have a value at the end of the day, you know. You don't come across here and you sell your bits and you do all the things for nothing, you know. I put a lot of effort in, a lot of time, and I've done 15 years, so I deserve a pound or two. But TT, when you get on the motorbike and you shut your visor and everybody stops chewing your ear off and you're on the motorcycle, it's the best feeling in the world. And then when you win one, it's the icing on the cake, you know. Stand there, listen to your national anthem and beat everybody else, it's more mega.
With me, green light television hat on, myself and Dave Moore sat in your house, interviewed you, and you said you don't think you'd ever ride with a number one plate. This year, you've got the number one plate. Is there anything more behind that?
It was just... you know, it's all mind games and everybody's who's where, who's what, and, you know, I've seen stickers put on the bikes just to wind everybody over the winter bike shows and stuff, and it's just where I fit in, really. You know, I'd like to, I would like to chase people, but then, yeah, last few years, to be honest, I've been leading on the road by Kurt Michael anyway, most of the wins I've had on from number three and number two, so I don't know. I shied away from it, but I've got the experience to run at number one now. I did. I run it in 1999, and I struggled with it. I couldn't deal with the pressures, but now I've been around a bit longer, I think I'll be okay with it. And I don't like people around me on the roads at all. I just like to be on my own, doing my own thing, and if they catch me, they catch me. If they don't, then I've got clear run for a while.
So a few more years of John McGuinness yet?
I hope so. Definitely not finishing on a broken chain and a bloody two electrical failures on a superbike. You know, I'd like to do what Hizzy did and win and say, you know, I've had a great TT career and stay involved in the sport somehow and keep coming back, because as long as I'm on the planet, I'll still be coming to the Isle of Man to watch it, that's for sure.
Well, I think he's definitely got another win in him. His teammate for 2011 is Scotsman Keith Amore. The Honda rider is only at his fifth TT, but is expecting a good couple of weeks.
Again, a proper team you're on and a cracking teammate, you know, must fill you with confidence.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I've got the best teammate in the paddock. John and I have a really, really good relationship, and, you know, he's just got so much experience, and he's not the kind of person that's, you know, he's not all defensive and doesn't want to get, like, that's your side and that's my side. We got on like a housing fire, and he's almost like my big brother, so it's absolutely mega. Can't wait.
So it gets to senior race day this year. What will you consider successful?
Catching my teammate. But I think it's going to be a rather big ask. It's going to be tough, like I say, but I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm in probably arguably the best team with the most experience. I mean, the bikes, there's no question about how good the bikes are. I mean, John's proved that. I'm going to have a bit more time on the bike this year as well, with testing and everything, which I didn't have last year. I just got kind of thrown straight into the deep end, and we had a few problems and didn't work out, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate.
Well, there's plenty more on the way from this week's TT launch. We're going to be talking to TT winners Michael Rutter, Michael Dunlop, Cameron Donald, Bruce Anstey, and Ryan Farquhar.
You love it. We play it. This is Energy FM.